Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Welcome, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Starscast, but everybody calls me Natalie, so we'll just go with that tonight. But we have a wonderful topic, probably something that everybody has wondered about. What does it mean? What is it? Is it real? Do you get what you give? Is it cause and effect? Yes, it is. I will tell you that. I have Stars Maya Moon with me, who's more of an expert on all these things than myself. But nonetheless, I did my research. So, Maya, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a good thing for us tonight. Everybody always wants to know about karma, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's. I want to welcome everyone. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. And as always, if you have been an avid listener, I'm sure that you'll enjoy this topic. And if you're new to the show, then you probably you'll enjoy it just as much. I had some background noise. Sorry about that. Okay. Let me say a little bit first about how I work. I have some traditional college, and then I have metaphysical studies that I've done. And a lot of what I have learned, aside from my own personal experiences, of course, is my guides I refer to quite often. And I see my guides as teachers or mentors. I don't see them so much as protectors. I do feel that some of us have that, but not to go off the subject. But they share a lot of information with me about karma. And yes, everyone seems to ask about karma. What is it? How does it affect us? How does it influence us? Can it be changed? And I believe there's a lot of misconceptions about karma, and that's something that my guides share with me and that I found to be true in sessions and dealing with clients. I've been doing this for over 35 years now, so for a long time, and that is something that's been consistently has reappeared over and over again. So one thing I would say about karma is that it's not what a lot of people feel that it is. Karma is not punishment. We may have to be accountable, but it's not punishment. And so it can be very, I feel it can be challenging to try to make a definition or to define it in a short, you know, in one sentence or one word, how would you define karma? But I would say that what I believe and what I've come to know to be true is that karma is the culmination of everything that we have experienced and been through in the past before, and that includes past lives and our past in this world and everything that will be in the future. So it's kind of this big, huge box, if you will, that's filled with everything, little bits and pieces of everything that we were before and everything that we were after. And I do believe that just like I do with many things that are of the spiritual or metaphysical or even for those paranormal, we have to have certain beliefs in order to support that next belief. And one thing that I feel is vital and has to be a belief is that there's more to us than, and this is aside from any type of religion, there has to be more than just what we have right now. There has to be some onward movement of energy, which I believe karma is basically, if I had to use an alternate word or express it, I would say energy. So I don't believe, and I just don't see how it's possible. So to start to believe and understand karma, and there's varying ideas on it, and so we always should go with what resonates with us. But we have to believe that there's something else, that there is an energy which most of us would refer to as our spirit or our soul that continues. If this were all that we had, then it would be, karma would not come into play because we would have a very short time span, like our lifetime, whether we lived till we were 40 or we lived till we were 80, we would only have those years and that culmination of that time. And so there would never be the chance to continue the journey and, if you will, to say to make up for, I don't think is really an adequate term, but to balance or align, I feel would be a little bit better term. I think I'll use that. So I believe that the first premise of understanding and accepting and embracing the idea of karma is that there is something more. We don't necessarily have to define it. Again, it doesn't have to be associated with the religion. It just has to be associated with that idea and the openness that there is something more, that there's some continuation in some form. So what do you think about that, Natalie? What are your thoughts on what I
I agree, but everything is energy, and you have to believe that energy affects all things. And there was something interesting that I read today, because I did do my research, is that you can, for example, say you would like to make a donation. This is a good example of karma. You want to make a donation of money to a charity, but you're doing it to impress somebody. You're doing it in the wrong way. You can't expect anything to come back to you good if you do it in the wrong way. And at the end of this article that I read, it said, if you can follow the laws of the universal laws, you will have a blanket of protection around you forever. And the bottom line is you don't hate. You have to love. You have free will, of course. Some people believe that, you know, if the divine decides it's got to change because this is not right, I believe that it can be changed, even though you say, nope, I'm going to do it this way, and it's going to be wrong, but you won't see it wrong. But it's kind of like cause and effect, Maya.
Yes,
what
I agree.
What you reap,
totally.
Yeah, what you reap, you will sow. You know, you feel... I can tell you that, for example, for today. I had a terrible day, not the sight or anything. The sight is just soaring. But I recognized something right away. As soon as somebody got me in chat on Facebook because they needed help, all of a sudden it changed for me because I wanted to help them. And everybody knows I help everybody. Anybody that asks, if I can't do it, I'll tell you, but most instances I can. And it released that I was feeling totally. Totally. And I felt so much better. Every feeling, every thought has been prepared for you. And you can learn from the past. And I didn't know this. Are you stuck with your karma? No, you can make good on it. You can make good on it. It's a long process for you. Don't you agree?
I do. And I liked what you said, because that's important about karma. Is it is associated with universal laws. That's what they are all pertaining to, and cause and effect. And so that's something I'm glad that you brought that up. And I also wanted to comment on what you said about what I wrote down, my notes, is that I believe that our intentions, and I think your analogy was great, but intentions are actually more powerful at times than actions. Because let's take, we took the story of the person who gave money, but they did it to make a show, to
correct,
be popular. But let's say that a person, they don't have anything monetary to give. Financially, they are strapped for cash, but in their, and let's say that their part of their prayer or their intention is that if they get a bonus at work, or if they win the lottery, or their intention is that if they're ever in a situation or a position to help, they already have a list of whatever might be close to their heart. Maybe it's breast cancer. Maybe it's working with abused children. Maybe it's animal rights. That intention, even though they can't necessarily take it to action, at least not at this moment, I believe that that intention is a form of karma, and that we're rewarded for that intention because it's a pure, it's got to be purity too. And that's exactly what you're saying, is that we can always shift our karma, but it's effect and cause more so, I think, than cause and effect. So when we shift it, it's because we're doing something, manifesting our intentions are such, and they have to come from a very pure place. So we can't say, well, which is kind of what you're alluding to, and I agree. We can't say, I'm going to change my karma and make it more positive, or, you know, it's like a crop. I'm going to make my crop larger, and I'm going to have bigger ears of corn this year because I'm going to do a bunch of good stuff. I don't believe that we can manipulate, would be the word that I would use. We cannot manipulate karma. However, we can shift and change karma to a higher state of being, and whatever we give out, we receive. And we can do that by very simple things, and by, if you want to use the word altruistic, or just, again, to me, just pure intentions of taking the time of helping someone. So I don't know what you think about that, but I actually think in many instances our intentions and what we manifest and just the way our energy is can often be more powerful or more influential regarding our karma than sometimes even actual actions can be.
Exactly. And you can reverse it, but you have to learn how to forgive. If you've done something to somebody, you have to take responsibility. And if it's a physical or you yelled at them, and you need to take responsibility and ask for forgiveness, because you can change that. You really can. I use myself as an example, because sometimes, you know, I look at the site, and I have to use that because that's the biggest entity, biggest thing, a source of energy in my life, actually. And I look at it, and I just look at all their faces that are there, and I am so proud and pleased. And when you give off that to all of them, which I do, they're gonna all shine and soar as high as we can go. And something has changed, and I think it's because of me. The site is doing better. I mean, I can't even tell you. I mean, the last month, it has just climbed so fast, and I can tell by the revenue what's happening and people how pleased they are and all the good reviews. Well, you know, I use this as an example. Sometimes I'll get a comment from somebody, an email, well, I didn't really like my reading, and I have to use this as my example because this is my biggest part of my life. And, okay, well, I didn't really like my reading. Well, okay, I turn it around, of course. I give to them and tell them, you need to tell me what was wrong, what happened, and let's make, you know, see what we can do, because I want this to be a good experience for you. That is always my last line. As owner, I want this to be a good experience for you. So what I do is, well, they'll say, well, my questions weren't really answered, and they took too much time and all of that. So my way of reversing it, I think, is what I do, is I'll give them 10 minutes. I'll give you 10 minutes and go try somebody else. But I'll say to them, make sure you resonate with them. Make sure you read the profile. Check the reviews that are there. It's very important. Once I do that with somebody, I never get a complaint from them again. Never. And I do in my own way on the site with clients is I will see how much people are spending. And I don't think other sites do this. I'm almost certain they don't. I'll surprise them with a little note in their file. I just added 10 minutes to your account for being such a great client. I do that all the time because that is a way to show what the site is about. It's good energy. I'm giving good energy to it. But there was a statement here that it said here, no matter how bad you have been, you can always begin again. You can only erase bad karma with regret, then practice kindness and love. There is no other way. Don't seek revenge at all. Don't be jealous. Sometimes you can be jealous because you love somebody so much, or, you know, they're seeing somebody else and you get a little jealous. Okay, well, that's okay. But don't go too far with it. You can't go too far with it because it won't come back to you in a good, positive way. In gratitude, you know, I'm going through some of these things here, and I know you're going to expound on them anyways, but when you're kind and loving, your karma is returned in the most beautiful way, and it says you have a magic blanket of protection around you. The most powerful forces are with you when you do that, and I believe that. Another example for me is I have a friend, a girlfriend, who's been pretty seriously ill. I can start off my day with, I'm very grateful for my very good health. You have to be grateful also. But we all have things that happen, like little nooks and crannies, I like to call them. You know, it's like you fall into this, you fall off the sidewalk, you're on the curb or down in the ditch or something for a few moments. And most days I will get a call from her, and all of a sudden I realize how wonderful my life really is. And I pray for her all the time, and I get her through a lot. I help her to weather all the storm. And I just answered the question that I had today, you know, and I even mentioned this to my doctor last week. I said, sometimes I feel so good and I'm so happy, and it really scares me. She said, why? I said, I don't know. I said, you know, a lot of people around me are sick. And she looked at me and she said, what do you do? What do you do for people? Oh, I said, I do a lot. Well, okay, there's one difference, she said. You have a lot of people you deal with. They're only dealing with their immediate family. I said, well, yeah. And she says, and you have a purpose. You have a purpose. I said, yeah, I know. But this girlfriend of mine I'm listening to her talk, and all of a sudden I start to realize that I was being maybe a little ungrateful, and I twist it around. I just switch it around, and I'm thinking it while she's talking, how grateful I really am. Or I'll think of my granddaughter, how grateful I am to be able to spend so much time with her. She's my joy, and my son also, my daughter-in-law, but mostly my granddaughter, my son. Of course, your son, your own child, is going to probably be the closest to you. But I think you can switch it around. Everything you do, and I learned this a long time ago from a dear friend, is everything is energy. You have to put off that good energy. You have to want to help. You can't be envious. If somebody gets a car, I don't even have a car. If somebody gets a car, I'm happy for them. But you see, having a car is not the most important thing for me. You know, you have to set your priorities of what you really want. And I really think that you can have a better life. Karma is really important. It's not always, they did something to somebody. They're going to have bad karma. It's going to bite them, you know. Well, not necessarily so. Not if they retract what they've done, you know, go back and make it right. Then it's not going to do a thing to them. And this was the greatest article. You know me, I go looking. I can be on the internet. I can look up anything, and I kept sorting and sorting. And this was the simplest one, and it made me feel really good after I read it. And so those are some of my views right now, Maya, and I'll give it back to you. I mean, I can go on and on. You know that.
Well, I mean, yes, I would agree that a lot of it, everything that we think and all of our intentions define the way that we perceive the world, okay? And so it's like a rippling, it's a ripple tide effect. And then that means that it's also a self-reflection. And then all of that then is bounced back. So it's like a reflection in the mirror. So the more that we see the glass half full as opposed to half empty, then the greater we are to be able to feel gratitude. And gratitude is, I think, way up there on the ability to bring about positive karma. And
yes.
And a lot of people ask, is there negative karma? I do believe that there is negative karma. If our intentions are to deliberately, let's say, get revenge, let's say that someone was very unkind to us. You know, we hear so much about bullying nowadays. It's all over, and of course it's horrible. And a lot of them are kids, and they're just learning. But, you know, if you treat people that way, I believe that what you're saying is true, that the chance will come when you will get a second chance or an opportunity to right that, which I see that as realigning with our highest self and with divine or creator, whatever is recognized, and being able to, you know, right that so that everything goes back into balance. And then we're back to where kind of to square one, where we started with the fresh slate. But I don't believe that we can go through life and consciously create or manipulate the world around us and other people and deliberately provoke them or try to harm them, belittle them, make them feel bad about themselves, and not ever have to pay the price. And you mentioned something about karma. And one thing that I believe is that we never know what another person, you know, what walking in their shoes. From the outside, you know, again, dealing with so many clients, they can say, oh, so-and-so looks so happy. Or, you know, for a lot of us, we can look at other people and we can think, you know, they seem to have so much, like what you were saying, but we don't really know what their whole story is. And they may very well indeed have more at that moment than what we have, you know, like materialistic. They may have a bigger home or they may have more options, but we're all equal in with what we create for tomorrow and what our karma is, and that's the best. That is the best blessing and gift that we have is our ability to shift our karma. And when we do so, we shift ourselves. When we shift ourselves in our worldview, then we shift how we're reflected. So, I mean, it's just this. To me, it's this amazing way of creating where everything is just bounced, sent out, and then sent back to us. And there's always room for, you know, there's always positive. That's always the goal, and that's always the potential. And always, do I feel that people who live their life, let's say that they never get to the point where they want to make amends or they feel true regret. Okay, like we have these prisons. Our prisons in America, I should say in the U.S., are so overcrowded, it's not even funny. For those that aren't aware, just so you know, our prisons are overcrowded. We can't keep up with. And because so many of the prisons are filled with their maximum security due to the crimes that committed or the multitude of crimes or whatever, it's not like we could use their services and send them out to the schools. I mean, that would be ridiculous, of course. So I do believe that, again, that's the intention. If that person chooses to never repent, to never empathize with the family of a victim or the person that they caused harm to, even if it was a moment of anger where we slipped and said something we shouldn't have, then eventually we're going to feel that same pain. So I don't believe that we're punished, but the only way that we can grow as people and we can understand that other side is to either feel it within, which is a combination of forgiveness and remorse, regret, or by having a similar experience happen to us so that we're then able to relate. I mean, and I think that's true of all of us as humans. What is right now is the karma that's supposed to be. Wherever we are presently, that's where we're supposed to be. But where we go is, again, that culmination of where we have been and where we're headed. And at that point, there's a lot of free will and choice. So I do feel that karma is energy, and anything that's energy can't be created or destroyed, but it can always be shifted, moved, or altered. So I believe that we may not, you know, like, of course, a lot of people are just angry and upset, and they want to know, well, will so-and-so ever regret what they did to me? Will they ever feel badly? Will they, you know, I get that a lot, especially with Mercury retrograde. This has just been a crazy,
right,
crazy.
It's a super moon. That's why everybody's feeling a little either internal or external. Mine is all internal, and I think it all has an effect. But don't you think, though, sometimes people, it's really hard to forgive them for what has happened to them. They did something to them, like, you know, took their business away or whatever. I mean, until you can forgive, you know, you've got some karma to work on there. You have to do that. But it's really not that easy to do. I mean, you have to be superior in what you're doing. You have to just realize that, you know, karma plants a seed. You know, it'll grow. It'll come back right at the exact moment that you're supposed to receive it. So all the good that you're doing, and this was in this article, and I didn't realize how much I remembered, but all the good that you're doing may not come to you tomorrow. I mean, you might not get, you know, a bunch of money, or you might not feel real good about yourself, but it will come back. It's like you're building on it. You're building on it. Every time you do something good, you're building and building. And when the time is right, it'll come back to you. It always does. And, you know, I hear so many people say, oh, yeah, they're going to get bad karma. They're going to do that. Well, all they have to do is take care of it, understand it, forgive it, whatever it was, and move forth and be a good person. Really, that's all it's teaching you, is really you have to be a good person. You know, they have this little box on this piece of paper. It's real simple. It says, there is a voice that doesn't use words. Listen. And it's true. You have to listen to that inner voice. I'm not perfect, but I don't get envious. Oh, I like, you know, I don't have a male in my life. Okay, I don't have a significant other. And sometimes I catch myself being a little envious, and then I stop. And I try to think, well, this is what I do. I say, well, there must be somebody coming. God's just waiting for the right time. So I got to forget that. That's not good. You can't be that way and be happy for them that they do have somebody wonderful in their life, or they're going to go on a trip, or they just bought some new furniture, whatever it is. You just have to learn to be happy for them. I mean, if you really care, you're going to do that. If you really care about that person, because it will have an immediate effect. It'll have an immediate effect, but sometimes it might take time. It's growing and growing, and then all of a sudden, you're going to say, wow, this is awesome what I have. And just be appreciative. The part that bothers me is, and I think about this, is like, you know, people that are homeless, people that can't get work and all of that. Well, you know, I just think that there is a way. I'm just only me, but there is a way. You can fix this. You can make it so that nobody goes without food, ever. And it's all about the dollar. And those who are the higher ups and have control of all of that, they are moving that dollar around, and they're not moving it in the right places. And so maybe we should hope that they realize what they're doing, and they start to remember to be good and kind, and then maybe some of these things will change. I mean, if I had the ability, I always tell my girlfriend and my goddaughter and my Jada, my little grand, if I haven't had a magic wand, I'd wave it over the whole world, and everything would be perfect. But it has to start someplace, you know, but that's just a wish. I mean, like for my godchild, Heather, I'm her fairy godmother, and she tells everybody about me. I'm her fairy godmother. But I don't have a wand. If I did, you can bet I would use it. So if anybody's listening upstairs, you want to give me a wand? I'll start waving it around for everybody to be happy and have enough money for them to do nice things and be a good person. That's the bottom line, is you have to be a good person. You have to be deserving of stuff, but you have to start off by being a good person, putting out that good energy. That's what this karma is. I mean, it's gratitude, and you don't be jealous. And if you are jealous, sit down and think, why am I jealous? I'm jealous because I don't have new furniture. I don't have a car. I don't have carpeting. I don't have this. But be happy for whoever does have it. And then before you know it, something will come your way. See, I believe in that. I believe in the ultimate. I mean, I am so, and God is my divine. I believe in it so much, I just know that it's going to be right. I don't know how, but I just know. And I tell myself that every single day, and I wish other people would too, because, you know, I don't have the perfect life, but my life isn't that bad. You know, I have a beautiful business, beautiful people around me. I have all kinds of people I can tap into if I'm having a crummy day or whatever. I can call any of them. I can get a hold of any of them all over the world. And so I have something different, but that's my plight. That's what I had to do. I guess it was probably my job all along, and I didn't know it, huh, Maya?
Well, right. I believe that we each are, again, we're a culmination of everything past, present, and then that's how we create the future. And so when we can, you know, achieve that state where we can be happy for other people's happiness will be given to us. In whatever form, you know, I believe that money gives us more choices and options. Money
right.
itself does not create happiness, though. I mean,
in fact,
if you watch, I don't know if you've ever watched these lottery shows, these people that have, ordinary people that have won the lottery.
And they end up losing it all and blowing it all. They don't even have anything to.
Or they go through a divorce or.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it's just tragic. So that right there tells us that money does give us more choices. But, you know, we walk through the store and see a well-dressed woman or a well-dressed couple. And it can appear that they just have everything good in life, and perhaps they do. But my feeling is always, or what I attempt to, as human beings, we're never perfect. So I don't think we can always maintain the ideal that we would like to be. We can certainly try, but it's difficult to always maintain that. So it's one of two things. Either there's more going on that we have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. And the other thing is, we don't know the past. We don't know their story. We don't know what sacrifices, struggles, what pain they've been through. So being happy for someone else, and if we look at ourselves as we're all interconnected, so we're all like a big family, then being happy, even if it's a stranger, for whatever they have or whatever they're celebrating, whatever they've been given, and to me, in a sense, is being happy for self, because we could just as easily be that person, and we may someday be that person. And so the more we're able to share the joys of the world collectively, and every person that we meet be happy for those that seem to have so much, the greater I feel the potential and opportunity is that we at some point will be granted and will be able to create and achieve that which is important to us, which we're all different. So what I might wish for, pray for, or manifest, or intend, or want to draw into my life might be completely different than what you want. But I say this all the time because my guides are very strongly pro equality, and that the future, in its uncertainty and its ability to be created and be shifted, they say we're all on a level playing field. It's like we're all starting off. You know, when you would go to school, the teacher sometimes would say, okay, it's a new quarter, it's a new semester, and everybody's going to start with an A. So right now, everybody in the class has an A. And what you do is going to determine whether or not you maintain that A or you go down. So that's kind of how I see life and how my guides teach, is that we all, you know, we all kind of start with an A, and it's just a matter of keeping that up by our intentions and how we perceive other people in the world, which is then how we're perceived. So if we perceive the world in an envious, jealous, angry, frustrated way, then that's how we're going to be perceived. And so we're creating a very negative vibration and energy, whereas the equality that we have is we all have that ability to draw towards us those things that create happiness. And I wanted to mention, you said about forgiving. I believe that forgiving is one of the, if not the most, forgiving oneself is the hardest, and even though most people don't realize it's themselves they need to forgive. But I think forgiveness is one of the most challenging aspects of being a human spirit / spiritual being. But what forgiveness, what I think where we miss the boat, and I think forgiveness is directly influenced by karma, or karma is directly influenced by forgiveness. It's not saying that what that person did was, or what happened was okay. It's saying that you're releasing it, so we go back to what defines us, so that becomes a part of our big picture, but it doesn't become the picture, mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. It so makes sense.
We have to work. You know, we have to learn to forgive, because when we're not forgiving of people, I don't care how horrible, I mean, again, we're different. What may have occurred to you that you may see is just the most horrible thing that could have ever happened. For me, I may see that as a very minor, but I'm not
right.
Walking in your shoes, and I'm not you,
right.
And same vice versa is true. I could say, you know, this was the most awful experience. And, you know, it's kind of like dreams. When I dream all the time, and I can wake up sometimes and tell my husband I had a scary dream. And when I repeat the dream, we laugh because it doesn't seem like it was a scary dream, but it's how I felt about the dream that made it frightening.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. It really, really does.
And that's just
something, here it says, that karma treats everyone equally. You won't get special treatment.
Exactly.
You know, it's not as though you're better than the other person or anything like that. I'm just reading this because it's amazing. It says, feeling bad about what you did sends a signal to the universe. So you regret is the starting point. You have started to undo what you did. It's the beginning for you. I think in reading this that I did, I think I do a lot of it. I fall short with myself. I'm great at doing for everybody else and making sure it's a smooth road and whatever, you know, I extend myself and all that, but I fall short with myself. And that's what I need to work on is loving myself more and appreciating what I have done rather than I just do it and I don't even think about it. I really don't. I think I told the story once about I was in Walmart and I saw this pretty lady with kind of white hair. And she had a red outfit, a suit on, and a red hat. But that white hair, it just made her. I went up to her and I told her how beautiful she looked. And she looked at me and she said, "What did you say?" And I said, "You just look really beautiful today." Well, I thought that lady was going to burst into tears. And I touched her arm and I said, "You really do. So you go through the day knowing how beautiful you look. That's what I want you to do." I've done that before. That's when I fall short of myself. It's hard for me to go into like grocery stores. I look at everybody and it's a bad thing because I'm an empath and I have to learn to control it. I almost want to go up and say to somebody, "Do you need $5?" Because they look like they're so distraught. You know, these older people, oh my gosh, what that does to me. I have to look away. You know, I don't know if anybody else, oh, there must be other people like that do that too. And I just see them for what they are. I mean, they could be millionaires for all I know walking in the store looking like that. I don't know, but that doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter at all. At that moment, I want to do something for them. Or I go to the show, and somebody's kind of, a couple was at the show the other day. I went with my girlfriend, and the other girls were walking ahead of me. We had met some girls there, and I was hanging back, and I do this instinctively, Maya, is I was watching this older couple because he was trying to help her up. I was going to go help them. I do it without even thinking on almost everything that I see. If I feel they need help, I'm there. And I don't even think about it. And maybe that's what I've been doing, and that's why I really have good health. I don't know. Maybe that's my payback is, you know, I've been giving to all these people, and I'm first to go. I mean, my friend said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, they looked like they were having trouble. A man was in the show the week before, and he was floundering around. I mean, he looked like he didn't even know where he was." And I stood back, and I watched where he was going because I was going to take his hand. I was going to make sure he went where he was supposed to go. Nobody else paid attention to him, not one other person. And she said to me again, she said, "You must be helping somebody." I said, "Mm-hmm." So I got the attendant, you know, in the show, and I said, "I want you to keep watching this man." He went down further. There were like 12 shows or something. He kept walking down. I said, "I just have this little feeling he's not sure of where he needs to go, so maybe you can check his ticket and kind of show him the way." Nobody else paid attention. Nobody. I do that all the time. I mean, it's just the way I am. And I hope everybody else does things like that too. Pay attention to those people around you that may not be, you know, walking and thinking properly and all of that. I mean, that's just part of what I am. And I've noticed myself been doing that a lot since my husband passed, especially because I lacked help. And so now that's what I'm doing. You know, I give all the help that I can. So that's my little podium talk. Anyways.
Right. So that I think that's a great way to be, is
right.
that you recognize and you're always willing to,
yep.
you're always willing to see the need in others and to offer assistance. And so,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's
I don't
how
even think
we
about
all...
it, though, Maya. I just do it. I watch everybody. I watch everybody in the stores, wherever I am, I watch. It's like I'm the little guardian in there, you know. I want to make sure nobody stumbles and all of that. And it's just part of me. And I just realized that today that is probably something that I give out that has brought me good stuff. And I didn't even think of it like that till just now.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Me, but we, again, like you said about the equality, the future, no matter what it looks like today, everything is temporary. And so even no matter how challenged we are, and so many people, I believe, give up on the intention and the idea of karma and destiny, and of course that goes along with free will and choice that always plays a significant
mm-hmm.
role, but they give up because, let's say that they have been truly good people and they have given a great deal of themselves to others and they've been like you, they've, you know, kept an eye out for people and tried to intervene or help, you know, like today I was out and noticed that the lady was struggling and went to get the door. I mean, just things like that.
Right.
So often we're caught up in our...
But you watch, Maya, most people do not pay attention to other people. They don't even know. They have no clue. They're just in their own little world. And, you know, and I when I have these chances to stop back and watch somebody and see if they're okay, I look around and not anybody paid attention to them. Not anybody, just me. So it makes me even want to do it even more. I mean, you know, it's funny. I said to my son the other day, I said, his name is Louis. I said, Louis, I said, if you had to fly a plane and you had the right information, could you do it? He said, you mean like a plane with passengers? I said, yeah. He said, yeah. He said, could you? I said, yeah, absolutely. I could do it. But I would, you know, I would surround that plane in my golden light. First of all, make sure. I'm not going to risk it all on myself here. I got to bring those archangels with me and make sure
right.
that they're around.
Keep your magic carpet rolled up.
Oh,
next
yes.
To
wave
you.
My little wand. I shouldn't say that. I do have a little wand, but my granddaughter broke it. And she said, Grammy, this is perfect for you. It's a little wand. That's just something I say to people sometimes. You know, if I could make it real, all go away for you, I would. And I do because of this friend of mine. I've known her since the sixth grade, and she calls me all the time because she says I'm so uplifting, and I guess I am, but by the same token, I realize what she's going through and how scary it must be, and so she says, you always make me feel better. She says, it's your voice. You just lift me right up. I'm off the phone with you, and I'm good. I'm good for a couple of days, and then she'll call me again, you know. But I wish people would pay attention to others that need help. I really think that it would help you as well if you do that. It really gives you a good feeling. I walk out of those shows or wherever I am, I feel really good. I just know that I did the right thing for somebody. And,
right.
you know, it's almost like pay it forward, right? You pay it forward.
Yes, and that's one thing I think the listeners really need to try to resonate and try to embrace the idea that it's almost, karma is almost a lifestyle when we're active in our intentions and our beliefs, which include faith, hope, and intentions and awareness of others and the way that we perceive and so on and so forth. Because today, I mean, you know, a person might say, well, it's been 2 years or it's been 5 months or it's been, you know, 5 years. And time is so important to us. We're very time conscious. But that doesn't mean, I mean, miracles and blessings and gifts of the heart, of the soul, of love, of change, business, whatever, they come in an instant. And we could be right at that. We could be right where our hand is on the door. We've turned the handle and we're just getting ready to open it, and we give up. And we never know that how close we were. So the other thing is, karma is always going to reciprocate. It's always going to give back. And just like we don't know when another person is going to get their karma or their just, if you want to call it, their just due, you know, or just reward, some people will refer to it. We never know when they're going to be hit with that feeling, which is that lesson for them to understand the intention or the actions or what the cause and effect of what they did to someone else or other people. We don't know when that karma is going to come knocking at their door, and they're going to have to, you know, unite with that feeling. And that's a difficult process, to really feel that repentance and that remorse and be accountable for what we did. But by the same token, we should always live with that idea, because as you said, we're all equal. And so that door that is about to open, you know, don't give up, because we don't know. It could be around the corner. It could be you at the grocery store, and you need assistance. Or even people talk so much about love and meeting someone, and they say, well, I've been single for 3 years. And although sometimes it's just part of what they needed to go through in order to get to that, the place where they need to be, a lot of times what I'm getting is that they're saying that they want love and that they're open and they're trying their best, but they really don't, in their heart, they don't believe. They don't believe, for whatever reason, whether they're worthy or deserving, or they are holding on to a grudge against someone or something, and they consciously, they may think that they have accepted it, but there's still a lot of anger and frustration. And so karma cannot coincide with dysfunction, and when we're out of balance, we absolutely must be in balance and in harmony, and that means we must be of faith and hope and believing in the cause and effect and the universal law, that what we send out, you know, the old saying, what you give and what you send will be returned
to you. What you reap, you sow.
It is true.
Yeah,
so it really is
true. And we have a caller, and I know who it is. It's our star, Zinnias, and I'm sure he wants to. He's been in the room. Actually, the room is, we're enjoying quite a few people in there, and that's a good thing. So I'm going to, let me put him on and see what he has to add to this. I extended the show so we can keep talking, and then when we end it, it'll end. I don't want us to just be cut off here. So hold on here. Let me get him on the air. Hey, Sarzanias, how are you?
Hi, Ned. Hi, Maya. How are you guys?
We're good. We're talking about karma. You have something you want to add?
No, I missed the show when it wasn't on, and I hadn't called in a couple weeks. And I had just completed my weekly blog for the blog.
Good. It's in the cards. Let's get that done.
I know. And you know what? I always race to get it in before that reminder. And I just wanted to call and say hi. This is an interesting topic.
It is. It's a very good topic, and I'm sure you can relate to it, you know, by the things that you've done, and there's something
that haven't done.
It. Or you haven't done, if you've not done it right, now you're going to do it right. I just know it.
Right.
I just know it. Everybody that's listening or hears the show after it's recorded, you know, I hope they do. But karma always comes back. It always remembers, you know. And if you notice some good karma, you have to say thank you. I do all the time. I say, thank you, God. Oh, that's my way, because God is the ultimate to me. So if something comes through and it's just a total surprise, I always give thanks, always, out loud. My cat probably thinks I'm cuckoo, but I do it anyway.
Uh-huh.
But what do you think about that, Maya?
Yes. I don't think they think that you're cuckoo, no.
No, Mushy, he talks to me, and he's a hoot. That's my he's my good karma.
The animals they understand those things a lot better than what we might give them credit for.
Exactly. So what good deeds have you done, Stars and Ears? Have you
I'm
put
sorry,
up
what was
stuff?
That, Ned? I had to turn up my volume. I'm sorry, what was your question?
I said, well, what good deed have you done recently? Have you?
I do good deeds. That's just something that I enjoy doing. But there's, you know, there's certain things that I get pleasure in doing for others. But when it comes to karma, I think we can either look at it spiritually as karma, spiritual karma.
That's right.
Or we can look at it as we create our future in what we do today, and it doesn't necessarily mean good or bad. It's just that we bring in what we put out there. I guess what
That's
I'm
right.
saying is, that, you know, I believe in the law of attraction, because it's only obvious that if you do things to attract something, they'll come to you. And if you start doing negative things, arguing with your neighbor,
isn't it, Maya? It's what your intent is. Correct?
Your intent.
Both of you?
Your intent.
I think so.
Yeah.
The
your intent
has to always be good.
Yeah. You know, simply that's just life, right? I mean,
right.
We bring
well,
in the good, and we also
well,
bring.
Well, more and more people, I think, should understand what karma is really, and
mm-hmm.
things that I do, and that you do, and Maya does, and anybody else that's listening. You have to be spiritual. The more spiritual you are, the faster karma will be returned. That's one of the highlighted sentences in this whole thing
Is that return good or bad? Are you like the more spiritual?
It means it says the more spiritual you are, the faster your karma will be returned. The more you know, the more responsible you are. What I tell people is the more you know, the more you know. That's what I tell people.
The more you know, the more you know.
Or it
is what it is.
That's right. You're going to just be a good person. Just, you know, and that's something that I would like to just end my part with is just be a good person. Look out
be
for
a good
other
person.
People. See if they need, yeah, see if they need help. If they need a little assistance and it's not going to put you out, it's probably not going to cost you anything, lend a helping hand. Open the door. Do, like I said, pay it forward. You know, do some nice things for other people.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Pay it forward.
And if you don't know when it's going to come back to you. You don't know. But when when you get this feeling and you know, wow, that was great. Okay, thank you. Maybe that was some of the good stuff coming back to you for what you did 2 years ago. We don't know. There's no time on it.
Right.
It can come to you anytime.
Right. I think you're right. I was on the bus the other day, and a young lady got on, and she only had a 20, and she needed change, like a dollar for the bus. And something just was like, I just give the bus driver a buck for this lady, you know? And it was
right.
even that little kind of pay it forward act of kindness.
And she may not say thank you, but you know what you did.
Yeah, I mean, she nodded at me. She was great.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I wasn't looking for
it.
Obviously, I was looking for a thank you, but even if it doesn't manifest as what you might call good karma later, in that very moment, it gave me a sense of joy to be able to help someone.
So, Maya, you want to give your closing? What else do you have to say? You know me, I can talk and talk and talk. My voice is getting so raspy, I'm talking too much.
Yeah, I know. Mine gets... Well, I think that I would just leave it as that, I guess, for me, the way that I would kind of round things off or conclude things is that, first of all, karma is energy. It's purpose. It's the influence. And for me, one of the things that resonates the most with me is that karma is the culmination of everything past, again, including past lives, everything past, everything present, and everything future. And that just as we don't have to be defined by our past, but we don't necessarily forget it either completely because it is a part of us. So there are little pieces that are put together. But it's important and it's so relevant that we always remember that the future, we're created equal in what the potential of the future is, and that karma, meaning positive karma, paying it forward, payback, receiving that which we have given so freely to others, we don't know when that windfall is going to come, whatever form it is that is pleasing or is our own little vision of happiness, success, whatever term you want to use. So I would leave it with, you know, don't stop now. Just like if you put a book down or you walk out of a movie midway through, so many times you might find a little part that is a little bit boring or is not going the direction you expected or the acting, but whatever the reason is, when you do that, you miss so much because you never know how many times have we been absolutely taken aback, surprised, floored, emotional. Have we, you know, read a book or watched the end of a movie or even known a friend and a story that they shared, and we start out saying, oh, my gosh, that happened to you. And by the end, we're saying, you know, we might say, praise the Lord. We might say, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's what I would leave it with, is remember that the future is an integral part of karma and that as long as you keep trying and your intentions are pure and good, that karma is not forgetting. I can hear some kind of weird talking.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Maya.
Did you hear that?
Yes. It's okay.
Okay.
You finish it out.
Well, I kind of lost my train of thought, but just stay open to the future. And with that, I'll just say good night. And a great show as always. And
oh, yeah.
Love everyone. And hopefully everybody got a chance or is getting a chance to see the blood moon and this special moon. Mercury goes direct, and I'll see everyone next Monday.
Yeah, woohoo, goes direct. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and sign those contracts because they're all going to be good. They'll be good to go when it goes direct. You have to remember that's astrology that everything is held up for a reason during a retrograde, and the planet does not go backwards. It's just stationary. It just stops. So that's a little bit of astrology. Yes, yes. But anyways, I love the show. I'm learning so much because I do my research and all that. I don't know what the topic's going to be next week, but we know it's going to be another good one. Maya comes up with them, and it's always something super spiritual, and everybody seems to love it. And I want to start by thanking people in the chat room. Of course, our Candy is there. She's doing her thing, sending off the little macros that she does. And we have Stars Ruby Ann in there, and, of course, Stars Aeneas was in there, and we had some guests. and I like to always see that. And next week, 8 p.m., I don't know when the time changes. Oh, I guess it changes in October sometime, so we have time for that. We don't have to worry about that because then we'll be going, we'll be Eastern Standard Time here, but I don't see it in my count. Oh, Daylight Savings Time ends on the 1st of November. Oh, we've got a whole month. I don't have to worry about that.
Wow.
And anyways, I'm going to put Aeneas back on because we have... Okay, Stars Aeneas, we're closing out the show. Thank you for joining
All right.
in. We hope you come next week.
Thank you.
And
thank
I
you.
Love you guys so much. And it's always a pleasure. And Maya, I'll talk to you soon. Love you guys.
Have a super duper week, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.